got a big weekend coming up, the Sydney Kings, mate. They've got the two games. First up against their, I'm going to call them their arch rivals from down the highway, the Illawarra Hawks, and then against Melbourne, who have, I'm probably say are the best team in the comp so far this season. He joins us on the line. Hi, Brad Newley.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, good, good. How would you rate the start so far for the Kings?
Yeah, I mean, we dropped our first couple of games to Adelaide, but, you know, our first one, we didn't play well at all. And the second one, we actually played a great game. Adelaide just shot the ball really well, and we went down that one. But the last two games, we thumped New Zealand over there, then had a scratchy overtime win here with Cairns at home to break the duck at home. So 2-2, we're at 500 now, so things are probably where we want to be going into the big clash with Illawarra on Friday.
Yeah, how much belief do you get out of a game like that on the weekend against Cairns, Brad? Because at times there, it was scrappy early, but then you sort of looked as though you were going to win, and then it was, oh, you might be able to lose, but it went into overtime and you were able to sort of kick away. So how much belief do you get out of a performance like that?
I think it was really big for our confidence. You know, in the past, probably two seasons, we may have dropped that game, and probably, you know, we'd be staring down the barrel of being 1-3. So I think the fact that we persevered, got through the overtime and got the win was a big test of character, and now it's just about building from there and continuing doing the right things as far as the team goes.
Kevin Lysh was very impressive, nailing a couple of important baskets there towards the end.
Yeah, Kevin looked really tough. That's him at his best. When he's out there taking big shots, making big defensive plays, he's our captain, he's our leader, and when we see him doing that, we all follow suit. So really happy for Kev to have a game like that at home, and you know, that'll be a big boost for him also.
Brad, with the thousands of games that Andrew Bogut's played, I'm led to believe he didn't train with the Kings in the past 24 hours, but the old knees must be suffering. But geez, I thought he was crucial down the stretch in that overtime game. There was one, he missed what was a fairly simple shot, but he followed it up with an offensive rebound, then made that bucket, and that sort of gave you that, well, I don't know, that just sort of, you know, gave you a little bit of a kick clear in that overtime.
Yeah, he had a really nice putback. I mean, Andrew's, he knows his body really well, and he'll do whatever he can to get up for the games. And, you know, say if he's not having a big one earlier, you always expect, like, something, he'll do something during the game, and not necessarily scoring, but
yeah,
defending or rebounding. He's one of those guys that can change the game in any way. So really, really happy for him to get that put back at the end there, and that kind of pretty much sealed the deal, I think. And yeah, I mean, he still had a great game. I think he had 11 rebounds and 6 assists or something. So yeah, it's pretty impressive for someone from the centre position.
Yeah, he missed training yesterday with a crook back. Is he in any doubt at all for this weekend?
Well, he had a sore back last week, so he got up for that game. So kind of part and parcel with, you know, being an older player, I guess.
He doesn't mind telling you if you do something wrong on the court either, Brad. Have you? I guess he expects high standards. Is that fair enough?
Yeah, I mean that's just the way he's always been. I was lucky enough to play with Andrew when we were in, you know, under 19 junior side, you know, 7 years of age, and
wow,
he's always been like that. So I think, you know, you don't really change what works for you, and you know, he demands the best out of players, and you know, that means we have to play harder and play better. That's only good for the team, I think. So, and you know, 9 times out of 10, he'll back that up himself.
Yeah.
So, you know, I personally like it because, you know, it's another strong head in the locker room, and I think he's really helping with our success.
Yeah, you want to be known as a consistently good basketball team, Brad. It's important that you get a win against Illawarra this weekend and continue that success that you've had over the last couple of weeks, couple of games, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, Illawarra's, you know, they're rivals of ours. We've had some really good battles with them over the last 2 years. So I think, you know, we come into this game Friday at home at Kudos. You know, hopefully we can get another big crowd out there and, you know, and show them that we're not, you know, the Kings are for real. We're not just the team that's going to pop up and down like we have in the last couple of years. We're trying to win this thing. And I think, you know, wins like that overtime game on Sundays is a showing of the new character that we are.
Yeah, do you feel that expectation and, you know, you look at the Sydney Kings and people talk about them having this star-studded roster and Andrew Bogut, former number one draft player, coming back to play with the Kings. When you go into games, is there an added expectation that people want you to deliver and they're expecting you to deliver and the teams rise to that challenge against you?
You know, it's more when we play at home. I think, you know, we put on a pretty good game night here in Sydney, and visiting teams come in, and, you know, it's a bit of a show for them to come in and show what they can do against the Kings. And, you know, it's kind of frustrating because everyone thinks, oh, we're the top dogs and all this, but, you know, we haven't won yet. So, it's an interesting way that everyone seems to think. So, internally, we don't think that way, that we're the best or anything like that. We just take one game at a time. It's a cliche, but that's how we are at the moment. We're just trying to get better during the week at practice, and hopefully our games can keep improving and improving.
Yeah, and I think that's what everyone wants to see. The Kings play well, improve as the season goes on, and we'll get a better indication of how you're travelling after the Hawks on Friday night, and then you take on Melbourne in a sold-out stadium down there on Monday.
Yeah, Sydney versus Melbourne's always a massive rivalry in all codes. It's the night before the Melbourne Cup, so hopefully a few punters will get out there and warm up with watching our game, and they'll get out to the Melbourne Cup on Tuesday. So we're looking forward to going down to Melbourne and playing against them. And, you know, there's a lot of rivalries within the game there too, so it's very exciting to be a part of.
Well, it's sold out. It is, will be the focus of the sporting world, no doubt, early next week. We thank you so much for your time, Brad, and good luck, firstly, against the Hawks. That's Friday night at home, by the way, so get out there, support the Sydney Kings at Qdos Bank Arena, and then against Melbourne down there on Monday night. Thanks, Brad.
Thanks for having me, guys.